This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So it's me. I'm there with Maggie. Q. And Maggie Wheeler. Janice from France.
Yeah, yeah.
And Severn Darden.
Severn Darden.
He of the extemporaneous monologues. And we're hiding under the boards in an old spooky house making creaking noises to try to spook the owners out, because obviously if they're able to spend the night without fleeing in terror, we're going to owe them $1 billion.
Yeah.
And I'm hiding behind a painting, moving my eyes around. At one point, one of them leans against a suit of armor holding sort of a sconce, and the sconce moves, and I swoop around them, suck them into the wall.
Right.
And now Maggie has to go to the bathroom. Well, where do you think she's going to do that, Ace, knowing her?
This is your under the boards?
Mm-hmm. And right. Inside the walls.
She's going to want to go in that in the tube.
Yes, that's right. She wants to go in the tube. One problem.
Mm-hmm.
Tube's jammed.
It would also be too loud.
It's so loud. You hear the tube from everywhere in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, could that be helpful? Somebody doing the bathroom in the tube and you're hearing that.
And they say, well, yeah, that's interesting. Do they have to... Is the deal that they have to be scared, or can they just say, ew, you know, they'd be so gross?
Well, okay. According to the rules of the contract, they have to spend one night in the house.
Right.
You assume that they wouldn't want to because it's haunted, so scary, but maybe but it could it's be just so gross. So gross, yucky.
Mm-hmm.
And so... After hour and a half, we get the tube unjammed. We get all the slugs out and all the different corn cobs and everything that had been put in during the project. And Maggie gets in there, start going to the bathroom. Now she's shy.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you think she wants me to stand, Hayes, while she's going to the bathroom in the tube?
She's going to want you to stand – well, you're going to – somebody's going to need to be kind of supporting her because she needs something to kind of
– Oh, yeah.
So I guess behind her with your arms under her arms, and she can kind of hang on those.
But backwards.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And I drop her in the tube. And she got no pants on going to the bathroom.
Gross.
And she come flying out of the tube.
It is gross.
And lands on the family. And she said something really funny. What do you think she said?
Okay. Tubes and the haunted house. Boo?
Yeah. That's right. So obviously, you know, I've traditionally been against scary stuff, but turn over a new leaf. I saw an opportunity to make money by selling a haunted house to someone.
Okay. I thought the deal was just that you would have to pay them money.
Yeah. It was
so
a confusing.
You would have to pay them $1 billion.
I'll say this: it was a confusing episode of my life. It was a dark time for me, and I didn't make the best decisions back then.
I could see how you would think there was some advantage to you doing this, because why would this exist if not for you to like get some, not just be losing?
Oh, and Hayes, that's not lost on me,
right?
But I have a lot of regrets. And to the family, if you're listening, I know I laugh really hard into the tube at Maggie saying boo after she landed on you going to the bathroom no pants on, but I'm sorry for what I did afterwards. And what do you think I did afterwards?
After you laughed?
Yeah.
And you're sorry for what you –
Yeah.
You are sorry, you're not sorry for what you did afterwards?
I'm a little sorry.
Okay.
I punch and beat him up.
I really should have guessed.
Well.
I want to talk about regrets. You mentioned regrets earlier. Yes. Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names of the Red Carpet Linebacker Hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
We've just been doing this for so long. We have so much fun doing it.
Is that a character? What up, what up? Just out like that, that sort of accent.
What kind?
Is that a character? That could be on Weekend Live, right?
Is that already a guy?
Maybe. Go ahead.
We just have so much fun doing the show.
Mm.
It's to have people here and to talk about the experiences and like all the different parts of this stuff that we do that's like so fun to be doing all this stuff.
It's one of the great blessings of my life.
Yes. But we also like explore. It's not always so nice. It's not always people being nice. And you have these relationships that can take these turns, like these like amazing things where like you guys can be so close for so long.
We collect damage, don't we, Hayes?
Yeah. And
as we muddle our way down this circuitous path.
I'm sorry, I'm not even looking. It's just so like it's so funny it's to be intense. Looking at you now. I just have
We have a guest. We have a guest. Yes, we have a guest. He's a talent. He's
extremely
star.
Talented.
He's very successful, yes. And he deserves
so
and he
funny.
Deserves all of it.
Yes.
And so
you are
funny.
So funny.
I have always thought you were funny.
Thank you.
Everything else between us aside.
And I have been watching. I am a fan still, and I was before we met and continued to be that.
Obviously before we met and have laughed at some of your stuff. It's not easy to laugh at your stuff for me.
What do you mean?
It hasn't been because of some of the history between us.
Okay.
But it is easy because it's so funny.
It's funny
it is
enough
always
to
making
even
me laugh.
Break through that. I think I'd be laughing harder.
I feel like it's – you didn't always think I was funny.
Well, okay.
And
so we should
and
say
– I honestly don't know if – like I believe you when you say that you like what I do.
Here's me.
Like and just it's, because – I mean obviously you're going to say that now.
We should say the third person who has the same voice as us this week is Beck Bennett.
Hello.
Here's me watching.
He's Star Weekend Live.
Because
go
I
said, ahead.
Like,
yeah.
I'm fourth watching season. Beck. And he's
my fourth season. Going into my fourth season.
I'm watching Beck on Weekend Live, and he's doing that guy when you were like
he's like what's freak, the, so yeah, I know what you're talking about.
One of the politicians.
He's
one
doing
of the political ones.
The
what are you doing? Some of the political ones? Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I watch you do those and I'm like, oh, okay. That's my sound.
I'm like,
so
I'm
what's
going
that,
like.
What, is that, what does that mean?
Like, so you, that's me
like
being
you
like.
Finally get what I do?
You hear the chuckle in there.
I always got it. It's not that I did.
So, like, so, but
I,
like, you go,
I
so you go,
get
oh, okay.
It. I always
imply
got
that he didn't
it.
Get it kind of is sort of what has been the problem. You know what I mean?
No, wait.
I always got it. And I always.
Your tone is that you think he doesn't get it.
I always.
No, his tone is that he didn't get it.
No,
like,
he's saying okay.
He's like he is like, good. He is like
oh, like you're just realizing it.
No, you like it's you that's not good. That's not the sound I'm making at
that's
all.
Not,
that
yeah.
sound is oh, okay.
Do you have?
That's
can
me
I ask you
yeah.
just separate from
for
anything
sure.
to do with us? Do you have this problem where maybe you misunderstand people's sounds in other aspects of your life? Have you ever like really misread sounds?
And no, maybe, I'm actually pretty
you're very
good at
good
it.
At
so
it.
Like when people make sounds and it's like if I do something like a bit or a character or something and they're like, huh, like I know that that's a positive thing.
Well, what if it's not, you like, know, you like, did like, you did that, but what if it's more like a, huh?
Then that's a negative thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, because
I mean,
then I don't want to show you my sound because I feel like you're going to just twist it around to be something it's not.
Well, I think it's a good test because like all I know is the one time I did a sound for you, it seemed like you willfully misinterpreted it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not, I mean, that's not the approach that I wanted to have going into this. Like the whole idea was that it's been such a long time that we would just be able to talk about it. But as soon as I make a sound saying that I actually did think you were really funny, you say, oh, like, what's that? Like, you don't get it?
I'm like, I don't.
Let him make his sound. Make your sound, Sean.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not a good sound.
No, that's
are you kidding
that's
me?
No, are you kidding me? That's a bad sound. That's disappointment.
Do you need to hear it again?
Yes, let me hear it again.
Oh.
That was...
So wait, you're telling me...
That's clear as day.
That's you liking whatever material of mine that you're watching.
That's me. I'm seeing you're doing your thing. The political guy...
Yes.
Or the...
What's his name?
Huh?
What's the political guy's name?
He's some kind of president or something. Mm. Right?
Yeah, he's one of the main presidents that they've ever done. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And he's uh-huh. you know, messing up in a way that is... obvious, but smart.
But it's real. Right. But it's real. Okay. It's like a real character. It's not like a cartoon. It's like a. It's
right.
It's
you need. You actually need like real, you know, characteristics of those
recognizable
people.
Human traits.
Exactly.
Blown out to the extreme.
Okay. So and I can see that it's right. based on okay. maybe a teacher so you of yours, an old teacher, and yeah, so you actually, are drawing from some of
a
these.
A little bit. Maybe you really went to school with that guy.
Yeah, I do like to use a lot of my old teachers from elementary school and sort of infuse them into the political guys.
And what teacher was that?
Mr. Garcia's.
Oh, wow. And I got that, you know, which is why I went, oh.
See, yeah, this
I guess,
is like
I guess so. I just, I
you
mean,
you know, it doesn't have to be like that.
I just feel like coming up, you know, like doing shows, like or whatever. Just you guys would always be, you would always be like making these noises, like when I came off stage or while I was performing or whatever.
Well, let's lay it out. I mean,
let's lay it out.
We're cellar dogs. We came up at the cellar.
Yeah. It's a small, sort of intimate, sort of no hole.
Dingy, know. Like, yes. Work out your material there. It's yeah. for the real
Yeah. There are bricks.
Comics.
There are bricks behind the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then everybody yeah. goes to the cafe afterwards.
Yeah.
And,
the sort of Moroccan place or
and
whatever.
Everyone's like fucking with each other. And it's like, it's all part of
busting beans.
People yes. are getting messed up. Getting super yes, messed up. There were a lot of nights where we would get messed up.
Everyone
go hard on each
drink,
other.
Drink, yeah. get messed like, up.
Sometimes.
Get messed up. And I wish we'd had this conversation about the noises back then instead of letting it lead to what ultimately happened.
Yes.
Which was you misunderstood some of these noises, which were actually, I think we can all agree, pretty positive.
So let me, where did this?
I mean, I'm trying to come around to it. I just don't, whatever. Okay, I'm going to trust you, I guess.
We had a show.
What? Do you not believe me?
Let me, come on. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
We had a show about.
At the Cellar.
At the Cellar that was like driving themed. It was about like experiences with like driving cars.
It was like driving in cars, but it was sort of Aesop's Fables.
Yes.
Like woven in.
Big
like,
lesson what if, component.
Yeah. What if those animals were driving cars when they learned their lesson?
Yeah.
And just they had like, to keep like pulling over.
Right. You guys were doing characters yeah. and like stand up stuff.
Yeah. Aesop and it was Aesop and Shawnee and Haesop.
Mm-hmm.
And right. it was obviously awesome show, got us a lot of opportunities, got us a lot of attention.
There was a lot of fable stuff going on at the time.
There was a lot of what?
Fable stuff going mm-hmm. on. Brett Butler was started with the sort of fable thing, and that was, I don't know, it was hot.
Butler was right. doing that. Yeah. Who else? That was when.
Sherrod.
Sherrod was doing sort of he was doing like Brothers Grimm stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
And
it all kind of came from like, was it Korn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Korn had
initially.
Started,
yeah.
Initially. Mm-hmm. Ben Bailey.
I mean, it's great material. It was like, it made sense why people were doing it.
Mm.
And yeah. so we get up there and, host.
We'd host, we'd do two quick fables. We'd do 30, 40 minutes between each act. And we sort of driving around doing the fables, and then we'd let you on for your five.
We were trying at the time to expose some younger comedians that were coming up through the
right, so, which I was a younger up and coming. Yeah,
I'm hearing from everybody. I'm hearing from the whole city. I mean, I'm hearing from the pigeons on the sidewalk. There's a hot pepper coming up.
Yeah,
there's a young hot pepper, like a young.
I remember that.
I'd recently
like
found
Chili
my groove
Peppers meets comedy.
College boy. I remember people saying, "You got to check out this college boy."
Yeah,
yeah.
They called you college boy. Yeah.
Well, it had like a lot of sort of rock, sort of edgier material going on. You know, a lot of like regular comedians were just sort of doing regular comedy, sort of like you guys were doing fables, and I was mm-hmm. doing more sort of just. Punky, like rock and rolly.
Well, you had taken college
punk.
Yeah, it was college punk, and it was Carlin's legacy brought out to the extreme. You took Modern Man and you turned it on its ear.
Mm-hmm.
And we all remember Carlin's Modern Man routine, if you want to give me a piece of it.
Well, it was, I mean,
this is taking forever.
Well, yeah. What, do you, I mean, do you remember his
yeah.
routine?
Yeah. I turn on my faucet, the water comes out. But I turn on my bath, the water comes out of there, too. The bath's in the bathroom. The faucet's in the faucet room? No, it's the kitchen.
I'm a modern man.
See, I just didn't like that.
I know the downside of uploading. I know the upload of downsizing. I'm a modern man, you know? And you kind of took that and yeah. were like, what if there was more swears in it?
Right,
yeah. What if I was, like, pretending to...
And that your whole thing was, right. like, stage. Talking right. back to the professor.
Right. Uh-huh.
Your whole, like, you'd be like, you'd get up on stage, yeah. raise your hand,
right.
mm-hmm. And be like, yeah, I know the answer.
Yeah, actually, I do have a question. There is one more question.
Right. It'd be like, it was from when it was all black, it was like, turn in your test, time's over. And I go, actually, I need another couple minutes, asshole.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, you know, how's this for Scantron? Bing, 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 bing.
And people kinda, can't and like, see like, he's masturbating.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's like shooting.
Well, I would give myself a wedgie and get my underwear up in my butt crack and walk around like a duck and be like, how's this for anatomy?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Sort of like, I don't know.
And he's doing some of it in an aggressive way.
Well, just like in the way that I used to do it.
So far be it for me to say whether that's comedy or not.
But it was definitely something that people were telling us was good.
It was amazing. Yeah, I mean, it was something that nobody had done.
It was groundbreaking. You know? It was
like,
groundbreaking.
I wasn't doing like what other people were doing.
No, no one else was doing that.
I was doing something that nobody really
wanted
got,
to do.
Wanted
yeah,
to
yeah,
do right,
yeah.
and like people wouldn't yes. do.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know.
The issue for me arose.
Kevin,
when
can you just do this very quickly?
Kevin,
he's just going to take the pictures.
Really.
Can you just do
he
this
has to
so
take these
fast?
Pictures.
Just do this so quickly.
Sorry, and we didn't tell you about the pictures.
So
Kevin,
no,
we're
going
so fast.
Just like, so it should be picture
do.
One. Yes, do one with everyone. Yeah. Do one with everyone.
I don't know.
Do
everybody?
One with everyone. Okay, and we're doing it so quickly, and we're doing Beck. No, we need one with just Beck. One with just the guest, please, because we need the picture front for the
done.
Yes.
Kind of
yep. good.
Even
good.
Faster.
Do we do that?
Even
we
faster.
Do that. We do that. Yep. And now we do Sean.
One with and me, and maybe I'm sort of like,
Yeah, we do. And we do yeah, Sean where Sean is thinking about something interesting.
Yep.
And then we do
and
me and Sean. We do one with me and
yep.
Sean.
And me and Hayes.
And we have to lean over here like this, and you're getting us
the
both.
Boys.
And we're. Wow. And I'm making a point, and my fingers up like I'm making
I'm
a point.
And I'm holding him so
okay,
he knows
Ryan's
he's safe.
The engineer. Did we forget who the engineer is today, Kevin?
He's going to want to see Ryan.
Do you guys take this many photos every week?
This is the fast
This week we want to do them
it.
Really fast because we do want – I don't want to lose the momentum of this conversation we're having with
it
you.
It has sidetracked us
okay.
in the
past. Ryan, please don't take so long. And now Ryan and Beck. Now we just need one with
just
Ryan and Beck.
Just one with Ryan and Beck, selfie style.
Get out of it.
It's got to be
Get
selfie style. So, no, that's is
you
that
gotta
selfie
be in the
style?
Picture too.
Is that selfie style? And now I will get out, but no, but it should be like
okay, it's like Hayes has to stand up from the mic, but he has to get out of the way because we do need Ryan and Beck.
But it
Ryan,
does have to be selfie style.
Can you put your hand toward the camera?
And it
yes,
needs to be selfie style.
And just please go quickly.
Great. Yeah. All right. And this is going as fast as we've ever done
okay,
it.
Okay, and we're leaving. And we're gone.
In the
we're
past,
gone.
It's been a distraction, and it's sort of sidetracked the episode, but this time we got it done quickly, and I think we're really in a good place.
I
okay.
feel like that was actually helpful to what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well, because he'll be creeping around for the rest of the night.
If
we don't get in there.
Below, he takes them all from these very low angles, you know, just like very low angles.
That's the
up.
Equivalent of like an upskirt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of an action-packed photo.
Right. And
that's what I call my upskirt photos, action-packed.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, do you want to take an action-packed photo with me? And I'll drop the photo down, kind of like in Splash, where they drop the quarters on the ground and look up the skirt.
Right.
We would never be allowed to make that today.
That's right. And then they met their nemesis in the tale.
Yeah, the Green Man.
They try to look up the skirt, and then there's no division there. It tapers down to a tail.
Mm-hmm. And that's how they got Splash.
So, Beck, you would go up. We did ours. The lights go out.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think who was doing the...
I'm trying to be really respectful of Beck because I know he's misunderstood some things in the past. Beck, did you want to say more about Splash before we move on?
I thought that, and I thought he was done with, and that's how we got Splash.
Well, but I've been wrong about this kind of thing before. Obviously, right. I thought you were wrong when I came on stage during the middle of your set.
Thank you. I actually feel like I really appreciate you saying that and asking if I was done talking about it.
Mm-hmm. So you're done with Splash, or you wanted to say something else?
No, I'm not done. Splash was like, you know, nobody had ever done anything like that before.
That's like, big for you, huh?
Like, it was a hot woman, but with a tail, and like she, and then there was Tom Hanks.
Mm. Couldn't do it today.
And I just, you know, people don't talk about it.
We'd never be allowed to do that anymore.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to do it with Channing.
Yeah.
Right. They couldn't do the same movie. Don't be like, okay.
But he's not going
to. Don't, when I say they couldn't do that, be like, oh, well, they actually are doing it. I know they're doing that.
But they're doing it.
They couldn't do that same thing again.
Which is why they're doing it with a man.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that. You're not saying that. Don't, you're not telling me that. I'm telling you that.
No, right. I'm agreeing with you. I'm adding on.
No.
How is that agreeing when you say no?
No, I said they. Wait, what did you say?
So I know you're into groundbreaking. Like, is your groundbreaking, like, new way of agreement is to say no to people? Like, when you think the same
thing?
This
is the sound thing.
Yeah, actually, that's how I've gotten a lot of my ideas. I'll say, so, like, give me an idea. Give me an idea. Just any idea.
I've heard that you're like this at Weekend Live, but.
Yeah. Well, you got to look out for number one.
Okay. My idea is
a fantasy league, but with, like, the Weekend Live guys.
No, a fantasy league with the Weekend Live guys.
Oh.
Okay.
And now it's my idea.
Green.
Now it's my idea.
But he's claiming it. A true alpha.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta say, I'm intrigued.
What was the, like...
I'm done talking about Splash.
Thank you.
We can move on.
Good, we will. Now, Hayes wanted to talk about
the lights were out, and you... It was like, one of us was supposed to do... The everybody turn in your tests.
Right.
And I think you were – I think I was supposed to do it, but I had that thing.
I had asked you to do it.
Yes, and I had that thing at the time where I would
– You were – I was like, hey, man, can you do this? This is really important for this new bit that people haven't seen anything like it. And you're like, yeah, I'll do it for you. I'll help you out.
After shows at that time
– It's super important to my act.
After shows at that time, I would do – because I would be the funny fox in the Fables, and so I would be licking the back of my hand a lot on stage. So after the show, I would drink a big milkshake with a tiny straw just to sort of cool everything down.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I delegated it to you.
Right.
But I didn't pass along, I guess, some –
The instructions were not as specific as they could have been.
Yes.
I assume – It's a comedy show. Right. We're having fun. It'll be cool if I ad-lib a little bit on this teacher's hand in your test. That's a pretty dry line. People kind of know me for my comedy.
Right. Yeah.
Do students hand in your test? Again, yeah. See, I'm doing it again.
It's funnier if it's teachers.
If it's teachers hand in your test, all of a sudden I'm like, okay, where am I?
Well, yeah, but that's not what I had written.
How you love this groundbreaking stuff, like students taking the test.
Yeah, well,
but – Well, we could have workshopped it or something. You could have come over to my apartment and we could have
Man. I already got the fucking heat. Baby.
Don't ask him to do it if you want, you know.
Yeah,
but I didn't ask him.
Yeah, but you asked me and you know I'm not going to be able milkshake's going to take me fucking forever.
I didn't know you guys.
Well, and he had to bandage up his hands, too.
Now, Beck, I know that's not true.
What, that I didn't know you guys?
You didn't know us personally, but you knew like the
You'd
shit
heard
we
stories
were doing
of the
at the
milkshake.
Time.
There wasn't a single person in that scene who didn't know about the milkshake.
Yeah, but I thought that he could do it just later. I didn't know when exactly. Okay, so yeah, I knew about the milkshake.
Okay, so then you asked me to do something during milkshake.
Your mouth is
time.
So scratchy. Do it later.
Yeah. Just wait. Let your mouth be scratchy. So that's disrespectful. And this is kind of what pissed me off at the time is I get a little bit of a mama bear vibe around Hayes, I think. And when I see somebody shoving him around, tell him, wait to put your hand bandages on, even though he licked the friggin' skin off the back of his hand. Wait to drink your milkshake, even though his throat's so scratchy.
Five shows a night.
There was actually no talk about the milkshake.
Constant licking.
If my man over here had said, you know, hey, the milkshake, don't what?
You asked him to do it, and what he said was,
"My man, yeah, my man,
I'll take care of it." You said, "I need somebody to do this line." He said, "I'll take care of it." You assumed that meant he was doing the line, but in fact, he was passing it off to your boy,
to my man over here,
the fucking Clem Dog Supreme, who got in there, took a dry line, like teacher's handing your tests or whatever it was.
It was students handing your tests.
That sucks.
And you said teachers handing your tests.
And what did you do? And what did you do? You said the line, which was wrong.
Yeah.
And then
I kept going.
And you pulled down, you pulled up your underwear into your butt crack.
And like I said, I'll show you anatomy.
And you, yes. You did the thing, my thing, before me. And so when I did that, when I pulled my underwear up into my butt crack and walked around like a duck, nobody really cared.
Beck, I never seen that in my life when I did it. It just inspiration struck
me. Well, yeah, because the line, students handing your test, is the perfect setup for that. So you were like, so you said—
reversing it.
Reversing what?
I think the line is teachers.
Well, no, it was students, but you said teachers.
Ah.
And then you did my physical bit.
Well,
that was like the whole act.
Can I tell you
why is a teacher pulling up his underpants?
Yeah,
and saying,
"No,
it's just bad. It's just like,
because I'm the student. Writing. I'm the student. You're the teacher saying, students, turn in your tests, and I'm the student who doesn't give a rat's ass.
As a performer, Beck,
yeah.
When I see material that has problems, I have a responsibility to the audience to try to correct that.
Oh, so
that's a contract I've gone into with the audience where, hey, I'm asking you to trust me.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying your hard-earned shekels to come in here and
so you think
and
your
time,
you
get your troubles.
Are trusting me with your evening.
Mm-hmm.
That's it is sacred to me.
People fall in love in that audience.
So you're not sorry for what you did. No. You're not so, sorry for.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what. I'm sorry for what happened.
And very sorry that you got so mad.
Yes. Well, I'm very sorry you didn't understand what was happening because that.
Well, I was. I didn't even
real
react.
Feelings.
I didn't even react that poorly. Like I wasn't even that upset. I was like,
Beck,
"Hey, man, why did you do my duck?
You didn't react that poorly."
Yeah.
Beck.
That's what I chose to say. That's how, what? I
didn't Let's react. Be honest. You didn't react that poorly?
Poorly. Yeah, I didn't react poorly.
You poured Hayes' milkshake all over his head.
And I wonder if that.
I'd say that's pretty poorly. And then he didn't have it to drink.
And, yes.
And it made his hand bandages come unstuck, came off, and pulled the friggin' skin off his fingers.
Yeah, but then.
And I
thought
just
he left
started,
me high and dry.
And you knew I had just started.
That you had just
started. Because I said that. You grabbed it from me. I said, I just started that.
And you knew.
I just started to drink that.
Because you blamed him for what I did. Now, what you should have done.
Is pour the milkshake on you.
Yeah. You should have poured the milkshake on me. And
well,
I would
maybe
have liked
I
to see you try it.
Maybe
time.
I will.
At the time, I was very fast. Yeah, maybe you will.
And
now
even
maybe
a
you
fast
can.
Now you're slow. And now
even
you're
a fast drink.
Hey, I lost a step.
That's a slow drink coming out. Even a fast drink. Like
oh, at the time, even if it had been like a
Gatorade.
Like a boba tea. I mean, I guess that parts of that are slow. It could have been Gatorade. Not in a sport bottle, but traditional.
Oh, a sport bottle. Oh, no, it's going
everywhere.
Straight in your eyeball.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, obviously, you're here to apologize.
No.
What?
I thought I was here for you guys to apologize to me.
My publicist, who, by the way, I can't stand all this attention I've been getting lately ever since I hired a publicist. Why are they focusing on me?
Because you're paying.
I just want the work to be the star. You know? Like, okay, I write this thing. This other person says it. It's the funniest thing they've ever said in their life. I'm the writer who does it.
Mm-hmm.
I write some book about it. I hire a publicist, go on a book tour.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, everyone wants to ask me about it?
Yeah.
It's because you hired a publicist, though.
I don't know that I did. But anyway, mine said to me.
Somebody did. I don't remember who it was.
Yes. And that's the thing. Well, it's a big team. I have people on my team I've never met.
Yeah, me too.
It's a big team over there.
I have an email thing that says Beck Bennett's team. I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
I don't know who I'm replying
half
to.
Half the names on there. I'm just like, okay, I hope it's okay for them to see this.
I just see my team.
And no, it's changing. Both, it's changing so often as like.
I asked to see both so that it feels safe.
As soon as, right. As soon as they pick up the phone and are like, Team Bennett,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, hi, Tracy. And they're like, oh, Tracy's, you know, moved on.
Right. I'm like, this is Diane.
Yeah, I'm like, I finally got like, used to Tracy.
This is Diane. And you're like, this is Michael. This is Bob.
See, we're not so different. There. We've got big teams.
Right.
So sometimes stuff gets lost in communication, I think, we're learning a little bit.
I guess so.
And what I was told was you were here to finally apologize for you dumped milkshake on Hayes when you should have tried dumping on me and you would have found out where that milkshake ended up.
And I would have found out where the milkshake ended
oh,
up?
Oh, yeah. You would have found out where the milkshake ended up. Try to dump it on me, brother.
Where would it have ended
up? And you ain't going to like it.
You would have.
Guess where you wouldn't want it.
That's why you don't know.
And
so you're proving that you didn't find out.
Yeah.
Like in Splash.
In your parents' bed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad I didn't try to throw it on you.
Yeah, because you don't want a milkshake in your parents' bed when they're on vacation, because then by the time they get back, milk stinks.
I know.
Do you?
Yes.
Because you seemed like you were surprised to hear it. When I said it, you made a face like,
it does?
Would that happen?
Wait a minute. You're misunderstanding my sounds and my looks.
Okay. Now he's trying to turn it around on me.
No, I think it's just valid.
Call him Boomerang, yeah. Bennett.
Yeah,
you think you can turn it around?
Yeah, Captain Boomerang.
Captain Boomerang Bennett.
You call yourself Captain Boomerang Bennett? And how does Jack Courtney feel about that?
I don't care.
He can't like it.
I don't care.
You don't care.
You don't care what Jack Courtney thinks about you calling.
Okay.
Because I do what I need
this
to
do. This doesn't
work
if we're not honest with each other. This kind of stuff doesn't work if we're not going to be honest. You don't care what Jai Courtney feels about you calling yourself Captain Boomerang Bennett.
I don't care. I don't care anymore. At some point, I have to do what I want.
Well, you've been really great on Weekend Live. We love the political guy.
Thank you so much. Well, there's always great material and information that they're giving us. It's you just take something universal and then you blow it up.
Can I posit just a situation to you?
Yeah.
You talk about Jai Courtney like that on this show. Jai Courtney comes on to host. It's Monday night. And he's like, oh, like meeting everybody, you know,
right.
He's like
it's
shaking,
the pitch meeting, sure.
Shaking everybody's hand.
Right.
And you stride in.
And I'm like, I'm Captain Kangaroo.
Season 4. You say what?
I meant to say I'm Captain Boomerang Bennett.
Do you fuck up? Are you? Yeah, I don't understand. Are you fucking up in this situation?
I say, hey, I'm Captain Kangaroo. I'm Captain Boomerang Bennett.
Okay. This is seeming like it's going poorly.
You would never.
The introduction?
No, it's just my publicist. Like people want to interview me, which I'm so sick of.
Do you want to talk about your book
I'm
on
the
here?
Story. My book, it's dumb. It honestly is so dumb.
But it might make everything a lot easier.
Talk about your book.
No, I shouldn't. It's just a book. It says that basically a lot of the stuff that you like, it was all my idea. It's called It Was My Idea. I'm holding a big light bulb over my head. And then I've got a basket of light bulbs behind me that have my name on them, and I'm dragging them home too. And it was my idea. And then it's in that voice. You push the button on the front of the cover, and it says that. There's a tape recorder in it. And then when you open it, there's stories of things that you like that maybe mistakenly you were enjoying without thinking about whose idea it was. And I'm telling you, no, that's wrong. You should be thinking about me while you enjoy this.
And are they actually your ideas? Are they your things that you came up with?
Well, it's a gray area, but read the book.
Oh, tell me everything that's in the book.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll just tell you, and then no one will have to buy the book. The podcast is essentially free.
This podcast is definitely is free.
Essentially. Like a manner of speaking, yeah, but again, that's another gray area because
You have to buy the phone.
You got to buy a computer. You have to buy internet. You have to pay for phone service.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a lot like
but
how
that is honestly what the society and George Carlin had a lot of interesting stuff to say about.
Oh yeah.
This.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
It's a total modern man thing.
Yeah, he's a top drawer lowlife from a middle class family with a bottom dealing casino, and he, you know, and he's a modern man.
I pawed a cat. Like, I'm a modern man. I pawed a cast, and, but when I cast a pod, it's a I'm casting a fishing line.
Mm-hmm.
Students, turn in your test. I want another minute, please.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first line that I don't, like, get. Like, what's happening in that, you know?
Well, the...
And the voices are so similar.
I'm a pottern man, you know?
A pottern man? Like a... What is that?
Pot could be
like
podcast.
We're just talking about podcast. Yeah,
well, I think maybe we're teasing. I think meant like a pottern man. Not a pottern man. I heard pottern.
So this was a bit, when Sean did it.
Yeah.
And this... I don't know if you're deliberately going the other way. But when Sean did the voice, one of the voices was very Chinese. It was very Chinese voice.
Super Chinese, yeah. About as Chinese as you're going to find this side of the equator.
Yeah. I mean, that was the only thing I liked about
without being, yeah.
Was that it was like, very accurate.
Without being, like, offensive.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think people were distracted from the bit. They were just focusing on the authenticity of your Chinese accent.
Well...
But that distinguishes it from the you know, from whichever one is the teacher and which is the student. I don't even know if you know anymore.
Yeah, no. Well, that's the whole point, was that there was no difference.
See,
yeah,
nobody got that.
Well,
should, nobody understood.
At
that.
Minimum, the difference should be one of them's Chinese, if only for people being able to keep track of what's going on.
And I understand that. I like that, but I don't like that you changed it from students to teachers.
Yeah. I don't I mean, I again, I'm not sure you even have it right now. I think you're flipping it.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Let me, so if it's all
it's
the same.
It's experimental. It was like an experimental act.
Tell me.
It was groundbreaking.
Who cares?
Tell me if this works.
We're all successful. We're all rich.
Exactly. Let's just put it behind
so
us.
A million years ago.
No, no, no. Because what he's saying, that it's all the same is ridiculous. Tell me if this works, Beck.
Yeah.
Attention students and students.
That's actually not a bad idea.
That would never work. That has to be different. It has to be attention teachers and students.
What if attention students and students and students and teachers?
Well, but you put in a different one. And check this out for size.
All right.
Attention students and teachers, man.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm telling you that's good because I made one of them different and the guy who's talking is frigging from an island. Get over yourself, man.
No,
we're all fucking rich. We're all kicking ass. We're all married to babes. We're slamming down, you know, filet mignon and
shrimp.
It was a million years ago.
And Courvoisier.
And Courvoisier.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're on Weekend Live, and we're doing all kinds of projects. I got my book, and it was my idea. And
it sounds a lot like my voice. My teacher.
Chapter
voice.
One.
Tell me you didn't just say that.
No, I just to me it sounded like my.
Yeah, do yourself a favor, read the book. You might find out whose voice it is.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to just play some of the audiobook? Can we hook up the thing?
Can we hook up the thing, Engineer Ryan?
I would love to hear some of those.
That thing?
Yes, that thing. Thank you.
That thing?
Yeah, that's okay.
Do we want to do the foreword by Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah, that's the part that I think is most relevant here.
Welcome to Audible. You're listening to It Was My Idea. From Simon & Schuster. Foreword by Mark Ruffalo. In my salad days, I would often sit and reflect on what had led me to the career I'd found. Was it my groundbreaking performance in You Can Count on Me, where first-time director Kenneth Lonergan took a chance on a young New York theater actor? in a starring role in a movie? Or was it simply that I met the one man with all the ideas at the perfect time? I think it was the latter, and I'll tell you why. I sit now on my veranda, sipping a tall glass of whiskey and looking at the front of a newspaper where the top headline reads, Sean Clements had the idea for the voice for the teacher thing that I did. The newspaper article is as true today as it was in 1979 when it was reprinted on its 30th anniversary. What else?
Holy shit.
There's a lot of that.
What else is around? Oh, I got a, I have like a pressure washer on my deck. You get the idea.
Yeah, we can
start. I owe you an apology.
Yeah.
Maybe more than one.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's starting to get there.
I'm sorry.
It's not Beetlejuice, you know?
I'm sorry.
It doesn't work like Beetlejuice.
Well, I thought...
Sorry's aren't Beetlejuices, Beck.
I was told that if you say sorry's three times, then you'll get... People will accept it.
No.
I'm sorry.
He's tricking you.
Yeah. Sorry ain't Beetlejuice.
Reminds me of Beetle Bailey, which is another comic strip that I could have talked about in the episode of John Gabris' podcast I did. Did you happen to check that out?
No. Did you listen to that?
It's very well received.
Which one?
High and Mighty.
It's doing great.
Yeah, it's doing really well.
How many podcasts?
Do you know John?
John? No, I don't. Wait, which John?
Really funny guy, John Gabris. John?
Yikes.
No, I don't know.
Yikes.
He's really funny. You would love his shit if you ever took the time to look at what anyone else was doing.
I can't.
It's not a good look.
I'm not allowed to.
There's enough for everyone.
Just because Weekend Live.
Yeah. Yeah.
They think you're going to have stolen someone's idea and then they get in a nasty lawsuit.
Yeah, so I'm not allowed to look at any other kind.
Where do you keep your wooden bicycle?
In a shed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why?
That keeps you humble.
Where would you think that I would keep my wooden bicycle?
I wound up having to burn mine.
Why?
Just because it was a particularly long winter.
Mm-hmm.
And you needed I had those doors that lock from the...
From the outside?
Outside, yeah.
From the outside of your house?
I was... they were locked from the outside. Right. I'm on the inside.
Of your house, right.
Yeah. It's not... Is it a house? It is now.
And these doors are not exactly like you picture them. They open up into the sky, kind of.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They don't open like straight out, so you have to walk up some steps, and then the doors are above you, and then, you know, it's like a hatch.
And
so
like
ooh, like Lost.
Stuff.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, that was good.
That was my idea.
Oh, was it?
Lost was, yeah. Unfortunately, it was.
Lost was a show about all these people who got stuck on a little island. It was very spooky. And it was like people think that maybe it was Beetlejuice running around spooking everybody.
That Beetlejuice was
That it could have been Beetlejuice making the noise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they never answered the question.
Where is Beetlejuice in this universe?
Yeah.
Did Beetlejuice have it? No one ever mentioned having watched it.
Where Beetlejuice was.
Yeah.
And a couple of Halloweens passed on the island, and they never really brought up whether they should watch Beetlejuice or recount it to one another, even though they all were of an age where it would have been a pretty important movie to them.
It's a lie of omission.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so if you are watching, I mean, people get so into these fan theories, and a lot of them to me are pure hunky.
Pure hunky?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like, right. Always
just pure. Yeah. Uncut.
Just
the raw stuff, the good stuff.
Uncut, just glistening hunky.
Hunky. And, but this one does carry some water, which is probably Beetlejuice was just messing with them.
Well, yeah. It was originally going to be called Lost Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
And then that gave it away.
Made it a little too clear what was going on. And I think that what they wound up doing was overcorrecting. Right. Which what we would do a lot in our Aesop's Fables driving sketches on stage. We'd be like, oh, you're a little bit too far in the left lane. And then be like, okay, now you're up against the guardrail.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good bits.
Mm-hmm.
And then the grapes.
Yep.
The like grapes turn out to be sour in the car and stuff. Trying to weave some of the fables. Putting them in a car.
Yeah.
Right.
Cramming. Because
they're like looking in puddles and stuff. And it's like, where are we going to put a puddle in a car?
Mm-hmm.
But you guys always find a way to do it.
It's fun talking. You know, it's fun.
It is.
I have enjoyed this. I have enjoyed this.
To remember the stuff that we did and...
And how we came up.
And how we came up. And look at us all now.
It's nice to have a community.
So rich. Yeah.
I would say it's nice to have a community and people that you can lean on and sort of go to and... ask things about.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, love having people to ask things about.
Yeah, I know.
I could be like...
It's necessary for mm-hmm. my process to ask things about to people. And that
that's
I'm
so
ready to
true.
Admit.
That's so true.
Because when I think about, you know, if we didn't have all that, the hardships coming up at
yes.
the cellar, then
yes.
I would be having hardships now. I'd be all alone.
There was a time.
You would be alone.
In my house.
Yes.
I probably wouldn't have any furniture. I would only have, like, just little...
Just wooden bicycle.
Yeah.
Oh,
there,
yeah.
There was a time when I would have said to my publicist,
right.
tell everyone to ask me a question about how I don't have anyone to ask things about, and I'll say, yes, that's true. And that time, I'm happy to say, is in the past now.
Yeah.
And what's happening now in my reality is I say, no, I do have people to ask things about.
You say, yeah, you say, you tell your publicist to say, tell yes. the reporters
yes.
to ask,
ask
you
me
that you do have,
that if I do have some people to ask things about.
To ask things about.
And I will say to them, in fact, I do. And I almost feel like maybe Beck could become one of them.
I would love to.
Yeah.
I mean, we came up together and we know things about where we came from and we can ask each other things about where we came from and where we're going.
Dude.
Honestly.
Dude, it's all different wax at the same cup of apples.
Right.
I mean, you go at it your way.
I know.
And no, I don't have the same style.
And right. to talk you know? About
which is why we could actually different... make each other better or.
Yeah, I don't have the same style, but I actually am a chameleon and can do all kinds of different styles.
Yeah.
Right.
And was a little bit like that in high school, really, where I blended in with so many different groups of friends that and it was like, who are my real friends?
I was like,
but
that too.
Also,
are, nobody, are you serious?
Yeah,
are you
I'm
being
sure.
serious?
Yeah, I was in the
oh,
band.
Beck,
I was
Beck.
Like a rock guy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I did everything.
Are you serious? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in a band.
And I actually
was doing
flips. And I played football.
I could, yeah.
By myself. I mean, I wasn't on the team, but I played football and baseball.
Yeah.
Okay. I almost think
dummies.
I heard about
I
you. I heard
at my house.
About a guy at the other school.
Yeah, I did everything.
Who was a chameleon,
I hung out
too.
With everybody.
Yeah. I was
I
able
go
to fit
around.
In with everyone.
Who does yeah. good at gym.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did them all the motorheads.
But also did the play.
Yeah. I did.
Did the play.
I did. Yeah. And I also.
And went to the rock show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would go just. With my friends to the show. And
I'd be
also,
as comfortable drinking moonshine with Jimmy Buffett as I would be...
kick-flipping with...
Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
But what were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to ask you if there was a teacher, because when I was in school...
Oh,
there
Mr.
Was like,
Garcia's.
Mr. Yeah. Garcia's.
Mr. Garcia's.
For me.
For you too?
Yes. We all had
well,
one
what
in
did
our
he,
past.
What did he do for you? He was the guy who
he was the guy who made me think like,
you.
Oh, I should probably do some kind of political guy.
He would after class.
Yeah, he would discipline me, and it was like bad. Like kind of coming up to the cellar was hard at the time.
Yes.
But I feel like if he did not discipline me the way he did, then I would not have people to ask things about.
Him and, keeping my throwback Kansas City Chiefs starter hat is what made me the person that I am.
Yeah.
And him giving me back my co-ed naked tennis t-shirt, it's in, it's out, it's over.
Oh, you had? That's awesome.
Because
you're a tennis guy.
And saying, like, don't wear it in class, you know, like, right.
but
you, but
on
but
graduation
it's super funny.
Day, as you're, like, going down the line, shaking hands with your teachers, he says, I have something for you. And sort yeah. of, like, gently pulls the t-shirt onto your head.
Yeah. And got it kind of stuck on my
See,
throat.
For me, he would throw pies in my face, and he had a bottle of seltzer water that he would spray at me. And I think that's why I became so funny. Because mm-hmm. that's what clowns would do.
And it's very like the and you based your characters on that, and now it's so clear
right.
how you became such
students.
A
students. And in your papers,
that came from Mr. Garcia.
Yeah,
that's and the sort of all the mean stuff that he would do to me, and how I got an opinion, and how I've developed that point of view and perspective.
So I maybe haven't seen the latest episode of Weekend Live, but your political guy says students and your papers.
Yeah,
because that is who was based on Mr. Garcia's. So he's saying that.
Well, yeah, I took that act, and I kind of.
Expanded
put an edge on it. I used my voice, my comedic voice, and I put it into the presidential character that people know, and that now it contextualizes it, and they understand it, and they laugh.
That's fucking awesome, man. Yeah. No, I love hearing
insane.
That.
It's insane. It's been crazy.
Yeah.
It's been so crazy.
It's been a really crazy ride. And it's nice that we sit every now and then and just reflect and go like, how did I get here?
Right.
And it's stuff nice. Is so different. Stuff has become so weird.
Right.
Just everything so is insane.
It's crazy.
Put your phones away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the audience.
Go outside and put your phone
don't
away.
Don't record my show.
You're at the show. Like, you don't need a video of it to show somebody on Instagram. Right. He did the students...
and it's also great your to destroy thing. Hecklers.
Dude, I love destroying hecklers.
Yeah.
Because now that I'm at this place where I can just do that.
It's the most
I love
epic
having
thing.
A heckler destroying riff ready to go.
Yeah.
You
That's
know what I mean?
It's the most epic thing.
It's so insane.
Because people are not on the heckler side.
Right.
And I like to use that cleverly to my advantage.
So good.
Mm-hmm. That's sort of a weakness I've found.
Epic.
Is that I have the microphone.
Yeah.
And so I might.
It ends up being so epic. And I love naming the video comedian destroys a heckler epically but it's to my own account.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep your name out of it so it seems like somebody else did it. And
oh, yeah.
That's all
or
I do
Or it seems
now.
Like
that's
I didn't know the heckler.
All I do now live. That's all I do is destroy hecklers.
Yeah. That's
You do it on Weekend Live. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As a politician.
And people will try to – it's almost like they're coming for you now.
The hecklers?
Yeah.
They want to be a part of it. They like to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's – they like to get destroyed by the one and only.
So, Beck, you've got a movie about hot air balloons coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They are – well, this one, it's about a guy who – everybody's doing hot air balloons mm-hmm. and he – doesn't have the cloth to make the balloons, mm-hmm. so but his parents own a salami factory, so he makes the balloon out of salami.
Mm-hmm. Salami balloon man and
salami balloon boy.
Yes, that's right. You balloon start very boy. Young, and balloon right. man will ideally be the sequel. Right.
And
Falcon Heaney.
And let's just say that the birds like salami, and when the balloons go okay. into the air, it becomes that's when it becomes.
Now, how exciting. Do you establish that? Because yeah. I don't think of that as being something that birds like offhand.
Right. Well, you just
bread, yes. Crackers, yes.
Right.
One thing that I think could be helpful if you don't have this is an insert shot of someone grinding the salami out of one of those machines where it mm-hmm. comes out looking like little worms. And because birds do eat worms, and so it might be nice if you're sort of braiding together salami worms and the birds.
And maybe, right. yeah, the same bird would have to see that salami as worms
mm-hmm.
right.
and then see it later when it doesn't when really look like worms anymore, but be like, oh, I remember when that was worms to me.
Yep. Yeah. And yes, the bird has to be watching it get made and go, no matter what form these worms take
I'm
in the future,
I'm going to remember the salami.
I'm going to eat them. And I think that I'm very happy this is being recorded because I think this movie's going to be a big hit for you. And mm-hmm. we'll look back and go,
yeah,
it was my idea.
Well, I'm super happy to collaborate.
Yeah.
If that is in the movie.
And you have two other movies about hot air balloons coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And those are both coming out this year. Do you want to talk a little bit about the idea behind them?
Yeah, well, so the first one, so one of the other ones is about. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you did the first one.
Right. The second one is about how everybody's making air balloons, everybody's flying around with them. But.
I like the area.
But. This one guy, Dougie, doesn't have the cloth to make the balloons.
Uh-oh.
Dougie.
If only he had some sort of creative solution. Can I ask, what's Dougie's family business?
It's cheese.
Oh, no.
So, oh, no.
Oh, you know, I'm just thinking about the idea, and I'm kind of like, it's amazing. It's insane. It's amazing. So they at first you see him struggle. He tries to make a balloon with Swiss cheese, and the
birds eat it. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all right. The air escapes. He makes the balloon. Everything's going great. But then it goes poorly.
Yeah.
And he ends up making it out of Munster cheese.
Like a Munster, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Actually, Munster was the doctor. You're thinking of Munster's Frankenstein.
Well, he does make an appearance in the because of the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese, another thing that I do not associate with birds, but I guess you haven't said that birds are in this movie. Mm-mm. So
yeah, no, birds are not in this movie. It's more about the squirrels in this movie, and the
they've
squirrels
stowed away somehow inside the cheese.
Yeah, and so they it turns out that there's a whole little squirrel village.
Might
in
as
the
well
balloon,
be
and
mice.
when they go to lift off. The fire inside the cheese balloon kills all the squirrels, and it's not really good for Dougie and his cheese family's business.
Couldn't the fire just melt the cheese?
No.
Well, that could is cheese family's business. It's like
cheese family's business. Well, it's
– I don't know if you were being funny or like – I don't
just,
know.
I was just kind of being loose, so yeah. I guess I was –
sometimes you are really funny when you're being loose, being relaxed.
Yeah.
And there was one more movie?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, there's one more the balloon movie. It's it's about like the trend of ballooning and how everybody's making hot air balloons.
Oh, okay. Wow!
Because I actually grew up in Chicago.
Wow. Oh, back in Chicago or near Chicago?
Near Chicago.
Oh,
yeah, in New York.
Hmm.
Close to I always say, like a lot of people say,
Chicago
like,
side of New York,
the New York side of Chicago.
Yeah.
East side.
A lot of people will be like, "Oh, did you actually grow up in Chicago?" And people, anyway, I didn't. I grew up in New York. And so there are all these balloons. This is about an old. It's like an animated man, and he loses his. He loses his wife, and he puts all these balloons on his house.
Right. And I can see how that would.
And they're made out of balloons, or they're made out of some crazy maybe sauce or something?
It's actually made out of sauce.
Yeah.
Okay, now we've got a sandwich.
Uh-oh.
With some bread.
It's kind of like a it's a gravy, actually. It's made out of gravy.
Oh, strange.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's good and it's delicious. It's a delicious movie.
And here's – and I love
kind of, it's kind of like Sunny with a Chance of Meatballs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Well, but you put a twist on it, which I love. And here's the noise I'm going to make to let you know that I love that. Oh.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
That's – yeah, thank you so much. That's sweet of you.
Thank you.
It's I'm excited about my balloon movies because nobody has been really doing the balloon movies. So,
do you have anything you want to plug? Or,
the balloon movies that are going to be coming out are going to be great, and I would love it if people went and saw them.
Okay, bye.
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 Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.